Oh yeah, James, on Saturday I was in town and there was a dude playing the song of the Misty Mountain. He was playing the song of the Lonely Mountain on a cello. It was really good. Ah, come on, it is. It was really good.
There's loads of buskers out there.
Yeah, but I've never heard somebody playing Song of the Lonely Mountain on Chop Street before. It was interesting, that's all I'm saying. Because usually they just play shit pop music.
As you see, my bike
is my battery is down at 17%, now it's up at 52%.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Logic by
I heard that the iPhone 5S, what it does is it goes from like 100 to 20 in like half an hour, and then it stays at 20 for like 5 hours. I've heard that.
You know?
The battery on the iPhone 5 is, or the battery monitor is like all messed up.
That's not true.
It is true. I've seen like 4 different people saying it on the internet.
No, because
Michael has one.
It depends.
Yeah, well, Michael's one. Well, maybe this is a couple.
You gotta remember, the only way to charge a battery is by heat. Essentially, just holding it will actually charge your phone.
Well, that's
for entertainment, please. It's all
so you want to spread one at you right now.
Oh, it's so weird. What you're up to. Oh yeah. Okay, I'm gonna talk about this. Himiyim, Slappy New Year last night. What an episode. I'm gonna talk about Slappy New Year for a minute. So basically, this is How I Met Your Mother, Slappy New Year. So a couple of years ago, Marshall and Barney had a slap bet, the discussion of which I cannot actually remember. So Marshall and Barney had a slap bet, and they basically, this meant that if Marshall won the bet, he would get to slap Barney a designated number of times. Now what happened was, the slap bet coordinator, who was Lily, kind of decided that Barney had to get a couple extra slaps because he broke some of the rules of the slap bet, which means that Marshall owed Barney 7 slaps when he won the bet. 5 of these slaps have been dished out over the show's previous 8 seasons. And on Monday night, it was time for the 7th, or the 6th and penultimate slap. And the whole episode was dedicated to this slap. So Marshall told Barney a tale of how he traveled to China and learned from 3 of the finest slap warriors, masters, whatever. In learning how to give the ultimate slap, he encountered the magical slapping tree. Oh boy, it was such a great episode. And eventually he slapped Barney, and then the Boys to Men turned up.
Da-da.
I'm describing last night's episode of Himiyim.
Very nice.
Slappy New Year.
Very nice.
It was great. It was a great episode.
How dare you? How fucking dare you?
Well, I'm finished now, so Slappy New Year, check it out. Watch the whole show. Final season, final episode is airing March 31st, which is exactly a month after our 100th episode. True story.
So he wasn't working on the arena.
He sort of was.
So
she was semi here.
Oh yeah.
I know, but she wasn't.
She was.
Yeah, but Schmeidling.
We're gonna play a game today because that's fun.
Was working on the landscape behind it.
Behind it.
Yeah, I think he wanted to do that. And then he was making some weird contraption that looked like a cheap thing.
Where?
I don't know, in his base.
We're gonna play a game today. What game would you like to play?
Do you want to play the bath game?
No.
Let's play a game that sounds fun on the podcast. That's what it has to be. So it has to be a verbal game.
What verbal games are
the
fun?
Most swear words you can fit into a sentence.
I'm not saying I want to do this, and I don't, but this is a verbal game. Fuck, marry, kill is a verbal game.
Let's play that.
I don't want to play fuck, marry.
Okay,
fine.
Would you either fuck, marry, or kill?
These should be famous people now. I don't like doing it with real people or with people we know. It's weird. Also, fictional characters do count. And you're allowed to include animals, like Rocket Raccoon.
As long as they have a name.
Green Lantern, Superman, Batman.
Okay, I would... which Green Lantern? Green Lantern from the comics? Ryan Reynolds or Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Johnson, yeah.
Dwayne Johnson, all right. Well, I would marry Dwayne Johnson, Green Lantern. I would fuck Superman, and I would kill... No, I wouldn't.
You can't kill Superman, though.
Yeah, I'd fuck Superman, and I'd kill Batman, because I'd hope that by... exchanging bodily fluids with Clark Kent, I would be able to get some of his magical powers. But also depends on what actor would be playing them, or if it was just from the comic books. Because if, let's say, it was George Clooney as Batman, I'd marry that bastard. Okay, fine. I'm done. Fine. Let's do another one. Okay, James, give one to Dean.
I'm bored. I don't want to play this
game. Oh, come on. Then I'll give one to you.
No, an answer.
Yeah. Okay, Jennifer Lawrence. No, that's obvious. Let's see. Rocket Raccoon. Hagrid. Or... this is boring. I don't like giving them out.
He would just marry Hagrid because...
I only like spiders. Getting them. I don't like giving them out. No, not spiders. Maybe if I married Hagrid, I could get him to get rid of all his spiders. Although
he likes spiders.
But his spiders are fucking scary as shit. And when the one dies in Half of the Prince and it's lying on the ground, every time I watch that movie, I forget that the spider is dead. And I'm like, it's gonna come to life and kill them all. But it never does. That's a beautiful scene, actually. It's the only time I've ever actually felt sad for a dead spider. Because they just do such a great job.
Doesn't Harry just walk up to it and break up its arm like, oh my god.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he does. I think.
All right. There's a scene afterwards where they're standing next to the spider.
No, it's
and
Mr.
Slughorn.
It's the new teacher. He walks Slughorn. Up to the spider. Slughorn. He goes.
Yeah. Yes. Because he wants to get the juice or something.
That's
great. I love Slughorn. I love that whole film. That's great. Anyway, all right. Well, let's play a different game. Let's play A to Z of the A to Z of what?
Okay,
the A to Z of movies. So A
is
A is for A team. Okay, B is for
Batman.
No, I'm doing. You go A, B, C. Okay, so
C is for Catwoman.
Shut up. Catwoman's a shit movie. I'm going. So B is
shut
for
up, you.
B is for Bewitched.
No, it's for Batman Begins.
Or Batman, which
it's
is
for
the,
Batman
or
Begins.
Batman the movie, the 1960s one.
No,
or
Batman
Robin,
Begins.
Batman Forever.
Batman Begins because there's two B's. Catwoman.
Shut up. You give
D,
it a C.
D. D.
Shut up. You're ruining
C,
the whole
D.
game.
What's D?
You're ruining the whole game.
With D. Dread. Dread.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb
and
Dumber, yeah.
Okay, fine. Or Dumb and Dumber 2, which is coming out in November.
E.T.
No, that's not the name of the film. Give E.T. its full name.
I don't know.
It's called E.T. the Extraterrestrial. That's the name.
I don't give a fuck about the name.
F is for... Wait, I'll come up with one.
Aragorn. I'm going to change this to that.
F is for... Aragorn is so bad.
F is for Flight.
You know what? Everyone we've had so far has been shit, so why don't you just stick with Aragorn?
F is for Flight.
No, I'll pick something bad.
Flight.
With
F. G. G.
Shut up.
G.
I'm not going to do anything.
Shut up, you. G. 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 Good, gooder, good.
Can you actually not come up with one with G?
I can't think of anything with G. G.I. Joe.
Continue. There's no film called G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe, yeah.
There are two G.I. Joe movies. Both have subtitles. So pick which
G.I.
one.
G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra, whatever the fuck.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying, there's no movie called G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra.
G.H.
I was going to say Godfather.
Harry Potter and the
Half Blood
Prince.
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Why?
Because I don't want to use the Half Blood Prince.
But I...
H.I.
Okay. I...
Inception.
Okay, fine.
I, J is for
Jack the Giant Slayer.
No.
Wait, I was gonna say Jackie Chan. I was like, wait, what?
Jackass. Yeah.
No, that's not a film. That's
J.
a pile of
shut up.
Shit.
J K K K.
Kill Your Darlings.
K. That's not a movie.
Yeah, it is. Go down
shut
right.
Up.
Finish. Okay, Killer Elite.
Nevermore. K.
I'm just gonna come up with a bunch of stuff beginning with Kill. Killer Elite.
K.
Killers
K.
with Ashton Kutcher.
K. D. How about with K? I don't want anything to do with Kill.
Okay.
K.
Kidding!
No. I will come up with something.
K. Let's fuck off with K.
No, I'll come up. I'm gonna come up with something beginning with K.
L.
Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die. That's a good one.
Okay.
M. Masturbate.
Megamind.
How fucking dare you take my movie?
Okay. N.
And is there a movie called Nostrum, or is that just something that came to my head?
Yeah, something came to your head. Nosferatu.
Yeah.
O is for
and
ostrich.
O.
Octopussy.
Oh yeah, that's actually a movie.
I know, it's another James Bond movie, and we already did Live and Let Die.
Yeah.
So, do we do P yet? No.
P is for... P.
Peanuts.
Pan's Labyrinth.
P.
Pirates
P.
of the Caribbean.
Oh yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
The Pirates in an Adventure with Scientists.
A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, M, P, Q. Q.
You should know that Q comes after P.
I know, I just forget.
Not something I've heard of anyway.
Q.
Q.
It's a terrible movie.
Q. Q. Let's just skip the Z, Zombieland.
No, I want to do Q.
Oh my god. Let's play the next game. Oh my god.
Or,
next game.
No, we're finishing this first. No, R is for Robin Hood. S is for Spider-Man 3. T is
moving
for...
Moving to the next fucking game, or else I'll stop the podcast and stop.
Turbo. That's it.
Jeez, please don't press the headache.
Do one more.
Okay,
do
one more.
No. Okay.
T. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N,
O, P,
Q. Yes.
Underdog.
That's it.
No, please.
Wait, what would V be? V for Vendetta.
V for Vendetta. Or,
I was wondering if you should watch that.
There's a movie called Vendetta, too.
Is V for Vendetta good? And they go, it's
not great, it's good. And you know what? You'd be better off just watching the first episode of season 3 of Sherlock, which is exactly the same.
What's W?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah.
X-Men.
I was gonna say ecstasy, but
X-Y. Or XX, you know, there's no X. Dean, there's no X in ecstasy. It's ECSTASY.
I don't give a shit.
Fine, I'm just saying. Let's just clarify that. Now you'll remember that, I hope.
Lucy.
X-Men, and then Y is for Yes Man, and then Z is for Zombieland. Or
Zombieland.
Or Zorro.
No,
that's not a movie. Or Zodiac.
No, it's for fucking
But Zodiac is better than Zombieland.
No, Zombieland's better.
Have you seen Zodiac?
Isn't that game thing where they play the game and everything comes to life like Jumanji?
Zodiac is a serial killer movie with Mark Ruffalo and Robert Downey Jr. Jesus Christ.
I'm thinking of your most random words alive.
What are you thinking of, like Jumanji? What? Zahura.
Zahura, that's it.
Zahura is such shit. It's got Josh Hutcherson in it.
It's a foreign language.
Josh Hutcherson.
Okay.
I'm
a Halle. Which is French for to go.
What do we have to do?
A to Z of a word in a foreign language.
Oh, this is gonna be shit.
Bibi.
B is for Bastille.
No, I said it, you go for C.
What does Bibi mean?
To drink. I drink.
Okay.
Bebe. To drink.
To drink in French is boivre.
No one gives a fuck. No one likes the French.
Just wave the white flag already, goddammit.
This is stupid. I don't like it and it's hard and it's not fun.
Go for C, Lucien.
Kutia. I don't even know if it's a real word.
C.
Chambre. Chambre. That means bedroom.
D.
This.
Bumbe.
Man.
Oh, you have your Japanese word.
Oh, I have one for D.
Oh, yes.
D.
I'm E.
Which means buttocks.
I'm E.
Eclair.
Estoy.
I know that.
Yeah. Lucien, go.
F.
F.
That's an easy one.
France.
Yeah.
G. For some reason, the Gens came to my head. You're doing G. You're Japanese, remember?
G. Not J.
G is for Germany.
No, I'm actually trying to think of a Japanese word.
They probably don't use the letter G.
Do they?
Do they?
Jihua. Oh. Swinguo. Wenchao.
Yeah, they use G in Chinese as well.
Yeah.
Butangua.
Gua. Butangua.
Butang. You know what Butangua means?
Just means game.
But Dean, you know what Butangua is? That Chinese
okay,
word?
Asef.
It's Chinese Asef. For Chinese.
Shut up. Asef.
Alright.
That's H.
H? There's no H in French.
I just did it, H.
Actually, there is a H in French.
Just do I. No one cares about H.
Ignacio. I don't know a lot of French words, to be honest with you.
Come on,
this is no fun. We're going so slow.
Okay, Inu. Means dog in Japanese.
I said Ignacio, Ignatius.
Alright,
I'm gonna start singing a song.
Let's keep going. I J Hamon. It starts with a J.
Alright, what's after J?
MCDFGHLJK.
The first 1,000 people to retweet this will be put in the drawing to win one of 10 pairs of Google Glass.
Yama. Me llamo.
James, you want to win Google Glass?
Yes. We'll have to stop the show. Pause it.
Actually, we won't have to stop the show. We won't have to.
Continue.
I'm going to have to waste money sending a text now, so just so you know that.
Which one of us again?
Oh, yeah.
Me.
What? Maggie. Yeah, just me. What?
Oh.
Or man.
Or no.
Oh. Google underscore glass. All right. Here we go. I'm about to waste 12 cents of my credit just to try and win a pair of Google Glass.
Awesome.
Pete. Oh wait, this
there you is go. I thought it was Pete. Is it me or does he walk just like Pete?
Yes, he does.
No, he does not. Kean would never walk
that long hair like
that. He's got good posture. Kean is terrible pot. Kean walks like hunched over.
Who doesn't? That's you.
So Pete. Penis. No. let's see. No, I'll actually try to think of one.
Alright, I just waste my credit so I could win a pair of Google Glass, and I don't even know if it worked. If Google Glass tweeted after that, then that's not going to retweet properly.
No, well, do you know
oh yeah, they announced this morning Worthington and Zoltana are both signed up for Avatar 2. Not that I give a shit. Oh, fuck.
Okay, that's skip P. What's after P?
What?
Keep on sending the text.
But I finished sending the text and they just got back to me and said, hasn't posted any tweets yet. But they have, because I just got one of them. Oh, you fucking idiots. I just wasted
12 cents of that.
Fuck you, Twitter. Anyway.
So,
James, if I had your phone now, I'd have been able to get a bloody pair of Google Glass.
No, if you used my phone, they'd be my glasses.
You do know half of that shit's bullshit.
Yeah.
You're probably right. Mm-hmm. I think Google would never buy a Twitter username with an underscore in it. Why would they need to? They could just pay for one without an underscore. They can buy whatever Twitter username they want.
Or would you take it and can't use
Twitter?
Yeah, maybe it was a spam.
Paraguay.
Fair City fans retweeted it.
You can say it in Spanish.
This is so boring. It's like educational.
It is.
No one wants to hear educational podcast in January. Let's talk about boobies.
ABC, DFG, DJ. Boobie, yeah. There's no key in Japanese.
Kili Kurosawa on watching Solaris with 4K, Andrei Tarkovsky.
Four. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's...
I'm gonna post my poem on the Jimmy Luke Show website, my poem.
I come
from a long line of specialists. We will come to your home on request, of course.
In other words, you're a pedophile poem.
No, they're not pedophiles.
So why did you come to the home and say, I have a big white van?
With a rabbit on top.
With a rabbit on top. Makes it even more attractive to children.
No, it's not for children, it's for adults only. No.
Yes, is this what?
Six. Close.
What letter are we on? R.
R. Yeah, it sounds like an L, but it's spelled R. R. No, it's spelled R O. And it sounds
S.
Slow.
S.
Superman.
Soy.
Soy.
I hurt my lip. It's all bloated.
No one cares. Wait, this is the Jimmy and Luke show.
QRST.
Team.
Titties.
You seriously not know the alphabet off by heart. Oh my god.
No. We're just going through to know what letter we're on.
Yeah, I'll catch your Noah.
I know.
Anyway.
Just when I'm waiting for my go, I just go, oh yeah, life. And
so that
shit
is actually a word. So we came up with one for that.
What letter were we on?
T. So after T.
You.
Well, thank god you're almost finished. I am
you. Let's start again after this.
It's such you. A bad episode.
You.
Guys, 1 minute left on the podcast. Oh god, it's so early. Alright, maybe a bit more than 1 minute.
You.
Uranium.
Uranium, that's my language though.
Hurry the fuck up. I'm getting so bored.
No, wait, yeah, no.
Do you know a word in you?
I meet you. I Any word? English, Irish, Spanish, oh, English. Math.
Underwear.
No.
No. Barring.
Irish.
Irish. Oh. Usaw.
There we go.
Yeah,
that's or okay, let's just get through.
Ufosuk. I know the words in V. James, why didn't you send me the old episodes last
okay.
night?
V.
V.
You didn't send me the old episodes last night, James.
I don't
James.
Give a fuck.
W.
W, yeah.
Wow. Well, it's A's in Japanese, so.
Oh. W.
Lost track already.
X, fuck.
No, this has to be a foreign language. Irish is not a foreign language.
It is a language.
It's a different language.
We
to
said
English.
Language, we didn't say foreign.
You did.
We didn't.
You said foreign.
Do you want me to suck the podcast?
It's foreign to the podcast.
It's foreign to the podcast. One of these people are British. You ever
no one
that?
Wants to hear this.
Yeah, well.
It's so bad.
I know.
Just
we're so bored. X. 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 It has to be Japanese.
No X,
X
in any language.
Nope. X. We'll just say Xavier randomly.
Fine.
X, Y.
Yamaha.
Z.
Zen Zen. There you go.
That's the end of the podcast.
No,
let's
not talk to that. Okay.
God, that's finished. I apologize. No, I know there's no listeners still
listening. Let's do it for animals. Ah.
James, we're back.
Oh, no.
What the fuck have you left to do?
Wait, what would be next?
If you are a listener, a long-time listener, and if you are of ownership of files of the episodes, let's say episode 1 to episode 60, we want them. We want your episodes. Please upload them to Dropbox or Google Drive. Email them in info@jimmyandluke.info.
Should I bring my bag with me to the NYU?
I am.
Like, should I though?
Well, I mean, you're not coming back here, so where else you, what else are you going
to
do with it?
Hey, you want to go to shop?
Don't go to the shop. Please don't leave me here by myself, please.
I'm not going.
What? Oh. Oh, shit, my lip. Christ. Anyway, if you own episodes 1, 2, 60, please upload them, email them to luke@jimmyandluke.info. Or send them to us on Twitter @JimmyLukeShow, facebook.com/JimmyAndLuke. Or go to our website and click on the contact form.
Why don't you say what's on top of sandwich?
You can also send in all your emails and messages and we will read them out on the show. Thank you for listening to episode 91 of the Jimmy and Luke Show. I realize it's been a pretty bad episode, but yeah. We will return. But James, in all fairness, we're doing 3 goddamn episodes this week. So
no, we're not.
We are.
Why?
Because we do one on Monday, we do one today, we're doing one on Friday.
Why?
Because we're trying to get to episode 100 as fast as possible. Thank you for listening. We'll be back with episode 92 on Saturday, I'm going to guess. Friday or Saturday. See you then. Goodbye. And we're out.